Hey, you.
Oh, hello.
Is it okay if I come in?
Yeah, of course. Give me a hand with the birds, if you like.
Hi. I had a great time last night, Ed.
Yeah, me too.
Then in the middle of the night, you were gone.
Oh, the cows aren't going to milk themselves, are they?
Shame.
Anyway, your snoring woke me up.
What? I do not snore.
Worse than Grandad it was.
Gee!
Yeah, if I stay over, I'll have to bring earplugs.
So, you are going to stay over then?
Well, think about it. It depends what you promise to cook me for breakfast on the day off.
Get your own breakfast.
You're a woman, that's your job.
What?
Well, I like my bacon crispy and my eggs turned over,
shut up,
please.
You'd be lucky to get soggy cornflakes. What are we doing tonight?
Well, what time's your shift finish?
Well, I've swapped with Kirsty, so I'll be off at 7.
Oh, great. We go into Borchester and meet up with some of the others, if you like. Oh, well...
I'll ring round to see what everybody's up to.
Cool.
Okay.
So, what are you doing this morning?
Cleaning. You?
I'm off up to Grange Farm.
Well, I'll text you then.
Yeah, okay. Look, I'll see you later in the ball.
Oh dear, they've left this stubble a bit long. Oh, and look at this, David.
Will you need the tailplates?
Oh, I won't know properly till I open it up. It's had a chance to dry out a bit since last week. And it's soft in this area, I might be all right.
Well, look, you get your poles in, Bert. Give me the foot and I'll shift this out your way.
Oh, thanks.
No problem.
But just don't let Kenny Fairclough see you. He's a bit of a stickler.
Oh, he's judging today, is he?
Yeah, him and Andy Kirkham. I've known Jimmy Prentice do a bit of tidying up by hand, and that'll put paid to that.
Good.
Hey, you never know. This time next year, I might be doing one of these ploughing matches behind a horse, instead of on a tractor.
Nigel's dead set on getting a heavy horse, is he?
Yeah.
What breed?
Well, he ain't decided yet. He'll need to talk to Toby.
Who's...
Toby, who works with his rare breeds.
Oh, right, yeah.
Now, what Nigel wants is a good draft animal, bred for work with a good temperament. Like I said to him, a tractor don't say hello in the morning, and it don't breed its own replacement, neither.
It's true enough. Gets the job done quickly, though.
Ah, right. That's that done.
So, how do you rate your chances, then?
Prentice will have an easier time of it. But I've been up against some of these a few times now, and I can give them all a run for their money.
Well, hopefully you'll do more than that.
We'll see.
Might even overtake Prentice and win the cup. That'll sit nicely on the mantelpiece, next to the one you won on Tuesday.
Ah, it would. But we'll see.
Frieda will have to start buying the Brasso in bulk.
Well, I don't want to count me chickens.
No, but...
So, all I want to concentrate on is getting me head down, and getting on with the job.
Well, I must say, you don't seem nervous at all. I think I would be just a bit.
Well, I ain't got nothing to lose, have I?
Anyway, what are you doing here? Thought you said you'd text me.
Well, I wanted to see you.
Yeah, it must be this new body spray.
Irresistible.
That's me.
I just bumped into Brenda in the shop.
Oh, yeah.
She said she heard about what happened on Friday night.
Friday night? What happened on Friday night?
You walking up to me behind the bar and kissing me.
That.
She said it was dead romantic.
Oh, not another one.
I know.
That's all around the village.
Yeah, everybody's heard by now.
Everyone who knows me just keeps grinning at me. First I thought I got ketchup on my T-shirt or something.
You're not regretting it, are you?
I'll regret kissing you.
Hey, Val, look what I'm doing. You don't know where he's been.
Hi, Jazza.
What are you doing back?
No, I left my mobile in the dairy. I got halfway back to Borchester before I realised.
Ah.
Look at you two, eh? Forget Bex and Posh, you're Wayne and Colleen.
What?
It's Fallon and Ed, Ambridge's very own celebrity couple.
Oh, not you and all.
Hey, Brenda's right, it was romantic.
Well, that's what spending time with me does for him. Everything he knows, he learned for the master.
of coffee, David.
Oh, thanks. Where's Dad got to?
He stopped to look at the old Moa mortars and the railway memorabilia.
Mm.
So, how do you think Bert's doing? A better judge than me. It looks neat, though.
Yeah, yeah. Nice even furrows. He's burying the stubble well, but looks like he might have had a bit of a shaky start there. Look, see?
Mm.
See where he started? Shouldn't be able to tell.
Right. And Prentice?
Much the same, actually. Although someone was saying he started badly too. Lost some soil on his first furrow out.
So it's neck and neck.
Yep.
For this round, anyway.
Oh, I wouldn't say there was a lot in it.
Oh, come on, Bert.
You know, there's a very nice Fergie T20 on the display.
Now, don't you be getting any ideas.
Well, a man can dream, can't he?
As long as it's next to his wife on the sofa and not in a cold barn on his own.
Hey, those days are over. Oh, here comes Bert. How's it going?
Hi, Bert.
Oh, can you pour me a coffee? My flask's in that bag.
Of course. Hold me cup, David.
All right.
How you doing?
Well, I had a right palaver earlier.
Why, what happened?
Didn't Phil tell you?
Well, I haven't had a chance to speak to him properly yet. Why?
Well, once I got going a bit deeper, I hit a great rock, didn't I?
Oh, we noticed that.
Anyway, I had to go and fetch a steward, ask him if I could dig it out.
Ah. Oh.
There you go.
Oh,
so what?
Ah, roof.
What happened then?
Well, me and your dad shifted it, then I had to plough past it, then put it back.
Oh, how long did all that take?
Well, a good while. So now I'm running a bit behind. Oh, and look at Prentice over there, cool as a cucumber. He's had time to stop for a sandwich.
Here you go, 2 pints of lager.
Cheers, Fallon.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
Oh, did she not even get a kiss for bringing the beer
out? Oh, shut up, Jazzer.
Suddenly he's gone all shy.
Get lost.
Take no notice, he just wishes he was the centre of attention.
Are you going to sit down with us?
Better not. Look at that crowd, they're 3 deep at the bar.
That's used to, that is. You're good for business.
We have fun. How'd you make that out?
Well, it's like one of the reality shows, like Peter and Jordan. You all want to find out what happens in the next episode.
Well, that's easy. Any more of this and I'll be chucking a pint of lager over your head.
Well, I better get back behind there. If I can trust you two to stay friends.
Yeah, yeah. You better go. I can see Sid giving us evils.
Yeah, okay.
And you need to keep in his good books in case you need to swap any more shifts.
Oh, yeah? What have you got planned?
You'll find out.
Oh, okay. Sounds promising. See you later.
See ya.
So, what have you got planned for a...
Well, there's a band on at Felpersham Uni on Friday. That should be good, if I can get tickets.
A gig?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, that's what you used to always do.
Yeah, well, that's what we liked doing. It was you who was saying how music was a big thing for us, one of the things we had in common.
Keep your wig on, eh? Just thought you might be doing something a bit special, is all.
I'll do anything that doesn't involve us sitting here with me feeling like I'm in a fishbowl. Now, everyone's grinning, winking at me. It's really off-putting.
So, how's it going we used to?
Yeah, yeah, they're fine. Yeah, no, we're cool.
Good.
Well...
What?
It's a bit weird, you know? I mean, after being mates, well, forever.
That's good, is it, now?
How?
It means you know each other. What she likes and doesn't like, what she wants, all that stuff.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, man? Gorgeous bud like that with the hearts for you. Fill your boots, pal. That's what I say.
And finally, for the bottle of scotch, kindly donated by Mr. Andy Kirkham.
Shake him up!
Think it's number 452. Think 452.
No. Oh, nothing. Don't think I've ever won a rap of praise in my life.
No, me, no, Frida. They do say if you're unlucky at cards, you're lucky in love, don't they? Maybe it's the same with raffles, Ruth.
Yeah. Has Phil gone, David?
Yeah, he said he'd pick the kids up from Lower Loxley, drop them off later.
Oh, that's really good of him.
What about Izzy, though?
Her mum's already picked her up. I rang Pip.
Oh, okay.
You're going to have your hands full this week.
Oh, don't we know it.
It don't seem 2 minutes since the sewer holidays.
And now to the competition. First of all, I'd like to thank Mr. Stephen Watson for the use of his field today.
We can have a word with whoever combines before next year, though.
Thanks also to our 2 judges, Mr. Kenny Fairclough and Mr. Andy Kirkham. They've had a very tough job today, I'm sure you'll all agree. The standard of ploughing seems to improve every year, and we've got a smashing crop of young ploughmen and women coming through the ranks to carry on the good work. So thanks to both of you.
It's all right, get on with it.
And of course to the organisers and all the helpers. It's no mean feat organising an event like this, and I'm very pleased to say it's all gone like clockwork as per usual.
The suspense is killing me.
So, ladies and gentlemen, in the final Haybury leg of the ploughing championships, in third place, Mr. Vernon Giddings.
Oh, well done, Vernon.
In second place, Mr. Jimmy Prentice. And in first place today, Mr. Bert Fry of Ash.
Oh, boy.
Come on, get your prize.
Well done, Bert. Another one in the bag.
You know what this means, don't you? Oh, he might just have got the championship. Yeah,
fingers crossed.
Well done, Bert.
Oh, he looks pleased, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And now for the moment you've all been waiting for. Ladies and gentlemen, the South Borsetshire Ploughing Championships runner-up shield, by the narrowest of margins, goes to Mr. Bert Fry.
Oh. Good on you, Bert.
What a shame. Yeah. Never mind, he did really well, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
And the winner of the South Borsetshire Ploughing Championships Cup for 2007, Mr. Jimmy Prentice.
There you go. Jimmy's got it after all.
Well, he's a good ploughman, you can't deny it.
Yeah.
Hey, well done, Bert.
Let's have a look at the shield.
There it is.
Oh, hey. Very nice.
Yes, can't complain. Prentice won fair and square. I'll go and congratulate him.
Oh, right, yeah. Could the winners please return to the podium? The Haybury Chronicle photographer would like to take your picture.
Listen, but if the Massey hadn't let you down right at the beginning, you'd have romped home.
Ah, I might.
Look, why don't we take you and Frieda out for a meal tonight?
That's a great idea. Tell Frieda to get her glad rags on. We're going out.
Oh, well, that'd be smashing. I'd better go and get me picture took. But thanks very much.
Bert, you've done brilliantly. Let's celebrate.
Are you all right, Jazza? To an hand?
Aye, cheers. You can carry some empties into the dairy for me.
Okay.
So did Jim Fallon go out last night?
Yeah, we did. Not bad, actually. It wasn't a late one, like, but...
What did you get up to?
We just went to a couple of bars in Borchester.
Oh, aye.
Yeah, it was great.
You seen her the night?
Well, I'm seeing her this afternoon.
What are you up to?
Grape picking. Nigel Partington.
Grape picking? That's your idea of showing a lassie a good time.
Have a laugh.
I don't get it. Yesterday you wanted to get away from everybody. Half Ambridge will be at Lower Loxley.
Yeah, I know, but... Well, we'd already told him we'd be there before all this... Well, you know, it happened.
Fair enough.
Oh, I don't know.
Come on. Talk to Dr. Love. Tell me where it hurts.
What? It's really good, Jazz. It's...
But?
It's just... Well, like, one minute we were just mates hanging out, having a laugh, and the next trip, well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, which is fantastic, but...
So what's your problem?
I was doing my head in a bit.
Well, in a good way.
Everyone's got an opinion. It's driving me mad. I guess what my dad said.
I bet I can, but go on.
Yeah. He said, now I've got my feet under the table at the Bull, he'll be getting plenty of free beer, won't he, son?
That's Eddie for you.
He's practically got us married off.
If I was you, I'd take the lassie away somewhere.
Like where?
It's up to you. Okay. Instead of going to a gig in Felpisham, why don't you see what's on in Birmingham? Spend the night in a nice hotel.
Stay in a hotel? Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
Jamie, come on! I'm late already!
I'm coming!
Have you got everything you need?
Mum, do I have to go to Daniel's?
Oh, Jamie, don't start this, please.
Can't I stay at home?
No.
Why?
You know why. It's all organised. Sheila's arranged to have the day off to take you both to the museum. Now, where's my mobile purse? Where are my keys?
Why do we have to go to a rubbish museum?
Because it's a nice thing to do at half term. Jamie, have you seen my keys?
It's boring.
You don't know that. You've never been.
And so is Daniel. He's really boring.
Where on earth am I put them? You and Daniel get on very well.
No, we don't.
Good forgiveness for that.
Can't you take the day off instead?
You know I can't.
Why?
It's far too late notice.
Well, you did it last week.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Jamie, I said no. Look, if you really don't want to go out for the day, I'll cancel Shula.
And stay at home?
No, but I'll ring your dad. You can spend the day with him, and you'll have to be happy with that.
So come on, make a decision.
If I'm taking Fallon away somewhere, well, maybe it should be away from here. Somewhere completely different.
Okay.
Like the coast.
In October.
Yeah, why not?
I suppose. If you play your cards right, you'll not be leaving the room anyway. You know what I mean?
There is a good place to go on the coast.
Does it matter as long as the hotel's okay? And if you do have to leave the room, then you can get a good pint of lager and some decent grub.
Yeah, but I don't just want some random hotel. I want to take her somewhere romantic.
Romantic? I'll think of it.
Yeah, but quick and easy to get to. Yeah, somewhere straight down the motorway.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
You know, we can leave after milking and be in the room a few hours later.
Too right.
Devon?
My work here is done!
Have you finished your juice, Rory?
Yep.
Good boy. Would you like to come up to the riding course with me later? We can watch the horses.
Okay.
Oh, did you hear that? I better know who's here.
Who?
Hello!
It's Jennifer!
Yes, it is. Kitchen!
Upstairs. And Daddy!
Hello! You're in here, Brian. Hello, Rory, darling.
Jennifer!
Hi, Mum.
Where's my big boy?
Daddy, I'm here!
Oh, my goodness! Oh, and you've grown even bigger since last week.
Adam made me 2 eggs.
Oh, did he?
And soldiers.
And did you eat them all up?
Yes!
You did. And Ian's fresh fruit salad.
And ice cream.
Now, I'm going to ask Adam something very important.
What?
I'm going to ask him if you've been a good boy for him while we've been away. What do you think he'll say?
Yes!
Yes, he has. He's been terrific.
Oh, thank you ever so much for looking after him. And I must thank Ian, too.
No problem,
Mum. Thanks very much, Adam. It's very good of you. Both of you. Now, Rory, why don't you come with me? I've got something for you.
A present?
Yes, a present for being such a good boy. Would you like to see what it is? It's in the suitcase.
Yeah.
Come on, then.
Did you have a good flight?
Yeah, it's fine. On time and half empty. Yeah,
nice to be in Barcelona.
Oh, I absolutely loved it. Hotel was super and the food, out of this world.
And you did all the sights?
Oh, we did. Well, a lot of them anyway. All that Gaudi architecture.
Yeah.
I'll tell you all about it. Hands down, I did the photos. But, darling, how are you?
I'm fine.
And how has Rory really been?
He's been great, honestly. Don't worry.
No disturbed nights?
Well, just one. But he settled back to sleep quickly enough.
Oh, that's good.
You know how good Ian is with him?
Oh, yes.
During the day, he's been fine. Just lively. I'm glad it wasn't this week you chose to go away, though.
Well, you and Ian must tell me when you can both come to dinner so I can thank you both properly.
Oh, thanks, Mum. That'll be great.
Now, as soon as I've had a cup of tea, I want to check my emails. Can't wait to hear what Alice has been up to.
Click on that one, Ed.
No, it's got to be a beachfront hotel. Thanks anyway, Jamie.
Oh, come on, I will be back with Bortister any minute.
But it's got to be right, the best I can afford, eh?
Right, but if you want it to be a surprise, you need to move it. Right, Ian?
Maybe.
It looks a bit creepy to me, Jazza.
Yeah, me too.
Hello.
Hi, Susan.
Oh, looking at holiday, you two?
Been there, done that. Got the T-shirt nicked.
Oh, yeah. You went to Greece together, didn't you?
No, it was Iron Napa. Never again.
Oh, that one looks nice. Oh, a bit pricey.
It's by the sea, though.
You helping them, Jamie?
I got bored.
Did you want to use this computer, Susan?
Yeah, well, we can come back later if you...
Oh, no, no, no. it's okay. I'm looking for Sid, actually.
Well, I just want to change a barrel.
Only I've got a book he wanted to borrow from Neil.
No, I'll give it him.
It's about the history of sport. I think he wants it to set quiz questions for tomorrow night.
Here he comes now.
Oh, yeah. I'll see you all later, then.
Never mind her. Look. Oh, yeah. Oh, finally, that's perfect.
Good luck supervising Rory with that water gun. Rather you than me.
I thought I'd set him up some targets, cans or something.
You really think he'll only aim at them?
Coffee, you two?
No, thank you, Di.
Oh, OK. Can you look after Rory later, Brian? I want to pop down to the shop.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, thanks. See you in a while, then.
Likewise, Adam, can you walk Brookfield's winter barley later in the week for me?
Yeah, sure.
I've got a board meeting. I'm looking forward to seeing Annabelle put Chalkman in his place again.
Oh, yeah. Someone else has mentioned her to me. Relatively new to the board, isn't she?
Annabelle Shrivener, she's called. Yeah, 2 or 3 months now. Real live wire.
Uh-huh.
And you can put anything of that sort right out of your mind. Honestly, Adam, I'd never hurt your mother again. Not after everything I put her through.
No. No, I don't think you would.
Anyway, the DAC suggested we should compromise and keep some of the pews.
Sorry, Susan, the DAC?
Oh, the Diocesan Advisory Committee. Bert and Schuler had a meeting with them last Thursday.
Gosh, it seems such a long time ago.
Well, they suggested keeping some of the pews and repositioning them. I ask you, what's the point?
Well, I think a compromise is a very good idea.
They said it's because there's such a difference in opinion in the PCC. But you know what they say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I'm not the only one to think that.
And is the PCC going ahead now, then?
We've got to wait until we find out whether the DAC would welcome an application. It's all very long-winded.
And what about the post office? Have you heard anything about that?
Oh, no. We won't know anything about that until well into next year. No point in worrying about that as well, for now, anyway.
No.
Right, let's have a look. That's £12.57, please. How's the family?
Oh, all well and happy, I'm pleased to say.
Thanks. And how's Alice getting on?
Oh, she's settled into life in Johannesburg very well, it seems from her emails. Thanks.
Oh, good.
She's done a bit of sightseeing and they've taken her to the theatre and to the Apartheid Museum.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Mm, and she's started work at the orphanage.
Has she? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's brave of her.
Well, really thrown herself into it. Well, you know what she's like. She never does anything half-heartedly.
I'd just be happy for Emma to get out of the house at the moment. Have a bit of fun in her life.
Uh-huh. Hasn't she been very well?
Oh, it's not that. She broke up with her boyfriend.
Poor Emma.
Yeah. It's really not the stuffing out of her.
Hello, Ed.
Hi, Kathy.
Jamie.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, what's happened? Is something wrong?
No, of course not. He's just come to say hello, haven't you, Jamie? It's coming great picking with me and Fallon.
Well, does your dad know where you are?
Yes.
I don't understand.
Well, he was bored at the ball, so...
Was he?
You don't mind, do you, Mum?
Well, I won't have to, will I? Now you're here.
Sorry, it's my fault. I shouldn't have suggested
it. No, it's fine, Ed. Don't worry. Where's Fallon?
Oh, she's walking up to the vineyard with some of the others. We should get going too, Jamie. Are you coming?
I'll come up in a few minutes.
Okay, I'll see you up there.
Jamie, what's going on?
Nothing. Dad said he'd phone you.
I've had my mobile on silent.
Well, I'm here now.
So you are.
It was okay this morning. I helped Dad.
What did you get up to?
I helped him put a new lock on the toilet door.
Well, I hope you behaved. Have you eaten?
Yes, ages ago. Frieda's steak pie.
Good.
What are you doing?
Oh, I was just putting these ice creams away.
I'll do it.
Well, what about the grape picking?
I've changed my mind. I'll help you in here if you like.
Yeah, all right, love. Of course you can.
Hello, the ball. Jolene Perk speaking.
Oh, Jolene. It's Ed.
Oh, hello, Ed. Hang on a minute. I'll get Fallon for you.
Oh, no, don't. No, it's you I want to speak to.
Me?
Yeah, I've been ringing all day and Fallon's answered every time.
Oh, I've been sorting through my CDs this afternoon for the Harvest Supper barn dance.
No, right.
Yeah, Fallon said you'd been ringing her all day.
Yeah, I've been trying to speak to you because, I wanted to ask you a favour.
Ask away.
Is Fallon working on Thursday night and Friday dinner time?
Oh, I'd need to check, but I think so. Is there a problem?
Well, it's not a problem. Well, I hope not, anyway. Is there any chance you could swap her shifts around so she's free Thursday night and Friday day?
I'll try my best. Thursday's always busy and there's a darts match on. Have you two got plans?
Well, it's a surprise. I mean, she didn't know about it yet. I'm going to tell her tonight.
Oh, that's nice. Hey, can I ask what it is? I won't tell.
Well, I booked a hotel in Devon at the seaside just for the night.
Oh, lovely.
I wanted to do something nice for her, you know. I thought it'd be good to get away, just us two.
Oh, I think it's a great idea, Ed.
Oh, good. I hope Fallon will.
Of course she will. What girl wouldn't?
So you'll sort her shift out?
Yeah, you just leave it to me.
You're not watching this, are you?
No, I'm not really bothered. Is there something you wanted to watch?
No, I'm bored of the TV.
Oh, fair enough.
Here you are, Kenton.
Oh, thanks, Archie. Better make a move after this.
Could you drop a DVD off at the shop for me on your way past?
Yeah, sure.
I've got an idea.
What's that, Jamie?
Can we play Monopoly?
Now?
Yes.
We can't start Monopoly at this time of night. It goes on for hours.
It doesn't have to.
It does, though.
Yeah, I'm sorry, mate. I've got some catching up to do at the flat.
We could just start a game and then carry on tomorrow night.
Kenton might not be able to come here tomorrow night. He might have other plans.
Well, have you, Kenton?
Jamie, that's rude.
Well, no, I haven't, as a matter of fact.
So, can we start Monopoly?
Well, what's up to your mum, really?
Mum, please.
All right. We'll play until 9:30 and then we'll count up the money and property and whoever has most wins. And then you can read your book for a while in bed.
9:30?
Take it or leave it.
I'll go and get the Monopoly. Thanks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, love, don't apologise.
I've been very short-tempered with him lately.
Well, it's hardly surprising.
Yeah, but it's not fair of me to take it out on him.
It's only natural. Come on, don't beat yourself up.
I know there's no need for me to worry about Taylor's hearing.
Well, you'd be human if you didn't. Come here.
Thanks for staying to play, anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to beat you both hollow.
Edward, got your ironing here.
Oh, come in, Mum.
There you are.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, and your dad wants to know if you want to lift to the bull with me and your granddad.
Oh, no, that's okay, thanks.
So?
Well, I'm driving anyway, sir.
Oh, okay. You off somewhere nice?
Yeah, we might go to that bar down by the river. The food's really good. Just snacks and stuff, but it's tasty.
Smashing.
Are you going to the bull, yeah?
Ah, quiz night, innit? It's always a laugh, even if you don't win.
Yeah. Oh, listen, is there any chance you can do me a favour?
What's that, then?
Well, you haven't got any plans for Thursday, have you?
Not that I know of.
Only I've asked Jolene to let Fallon have Thursday night off. I'm taking on a kind of mini break.
Oh, Edward, that's thoughtful of you. Where to?
I'm going to Devon.
Oh, Devon, how lovely. Where are you staying?
At Woolacombe Bay. It's a nice hotel near the beach.
Edward, she'll be dead chuffed.
I hope so. Anyway, if Jolene can't get Kirsty to do Fallon's shift, I was wondering if you'd do it.
I suppose so. Oh, but what about Grange Farm?
Oh, then Oliver's agreed to milk for me, so.
Good.
But I know you've worked all week, but I'd be really grateful.
Ah, of course I will. You have a good time at the seaside,
eh? Oh, thanks, Mum.
You look nice. Is that a new shirt?
Yeah, why?
Well, it's very nice. You look very smart.
Do I?
Fallon will be impressed. Your Aunt 50's 10. Here you go.
Oh, hello, love.
Hi. Thanks for giving me another night off, Mum.
That's okay. Well, it's Kirsty you need to thank.
Oh, really. I have.
You want to make the most of it?
If things carry on like this, we'll be needing you.
Yeah, it's busy for a Tuesday night.
Well, the quiz is always popular. Once the night start drawing in.
I heard Sid trying out the mic before. He loves it, doesn't he? Oh, and if you do get desperate, there's always Lillian.
Hey, wash your mouth out.
I know she's in the Plowmans.
Holding court, yeah. She said you were at a loose end and needed to drown her sorrows.
Sorrows? She was laughing her head off at some joke that Adam and Ian were telling her when I passed.
You know, Lillian. Anyhow, you look lovely.
Oh, thanks. Thought I'd make the effort. Was there anything I can do before I go?
Well, Ed'll be here any minute, won't he?
No, he texted me. He's running a bit late.
Oh, okay. Well, you can hand out the answer sheets then. Here you go.
No problem.
Oh, hello, Fallon, love.
Oh. Hi, Clary. Right, how many are on your team?
Oh, it's me, Eddie, Mike and Joe.
Oh, that's 50p each, please.
Right, thank you.
Are you on your own tonight, Clary?
No, they're outside waiting for Joe to finish his pipe.
Are you all right?
Ed, hey.
Hi, Ed. Everything okay?
Yeah. Great, thanks. So, are you ready?
Oh, come on, Fallon, I'll do the answer sheets.
Oh, okay.
They do make a lovely couple, don't they? Yeah.
Thanks, Clary.
Oh, what happened to that shirt you had on?
I had a stain on it.
What, a new shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, you'll have to take it back to the shop.
Yeah. Right, well, I'll see you all later.
Bye.
You have a lovely evening.
Oh, I can't tell you how happy I am about your Fallon and Edward.
Oh, it should have happened ages ago.
They're so well suited. She's a smashing girl.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, I just wish her William's girlfriend were more like her.
Okay, 66, here we go. Oh, where is oven these days? Oh, what a work said it's. Oh, no.
Yes, straight to jail.
I can't believe it, not again.
I told you, I'll sell you my get out of jail card.
Yeah. Well, how much?
The price has gone up now.
What? You can't do that.
Oh, yes, I can.
Kathy, can you do something about your son? I'm being fleeced here.
Sorry, Kenton.
Ruthless, the pair of you.
That's the name of the game, isn't it?
Obviously a great future in property development for you, young man. Matt Crawford, I better watch out.
Oh, come on, Jimmy, let's count up and see who's won.
But it's not even 9:30 yet.
Yeah, I know, but by the time you count it up and put it all away, it will be.
That's not fair. You said 8:30.
Hey, come on, mate. Your mum's tired. I think you've wiped the floor with both of us anyway.
Okay.
And if we give in to her tonight, she might let me have a return match another night, eh?
Yes, all right.
Good lad. Then it'll be my turn to grind you into the dust.
You wish.
Yeah, you just wait.
Can I have a hot chocolate before bed?
Oh, Jamie. Kenton's got to get off.
No, I'm okay. Actually, I could murder one myself.
Oh, please.
Yeah, tell you what, I'll make it. I make the best hot choc in the business.
All right, thanks.
Cheers, Kenton. He's great, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
He should live nearer. For you, I mean.
Oh, Jamie, come here, love. We manage, don't we?
Yes, but he could help you out.
He does. He washed up. Now he's making the drinks.
I like it when he's here.
I know you do.
Were you really missing me this afternoon, like you said in your text?
Yeah, of course I was.
Even though you've been in the bull at dinner?
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
You know, I needed a big, strong pair of arms to help me move a water truck.
Hey! Anyway, I want to know what you and Jazza are plotting.
Plotting? What, me and Jazza?
Yeah, and I think it's got something to do with my mum, too. Where she spoke to you when you came in the pub tonight. I know you were up to something.
Blimey, you sound like my mother.
Come on, let me in on the secret.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
Go on.
No, I can't.
Oh,
it's a surprise.
Well, you've got to tell me.
Okay, on Thursday night, we're going to set off as soon as I finish milking, and we're driving down to Devon.
Devon?
And we're staying the night in this really great hotel near the beach.
Really?
Yeah, it's all booked.
Wow. I don't know what to say.
That's a first.
I do know what to do.
Well, that'll do fine.
Jamie, okay?
Yes. I told him to finish the chapter he's on and switch off the light.
All right. Looks like I'll be wearing these socks again tomorrow after all.
Sorry.
Oh, don't be daft.
You know he's just playing up, don't you?
Yeah, I know. Don't worry.
But I do.
Did I overstep the mark, you think?
How do you mean?
Well, I just thought I might have pandered to him a bit.
When?
You know, when I overruled you about the hot chocolate.
No, I wasn't bothered about that.
Oh, good.
Probably needs somebody to have a bit of fun with him at the moment.
Well, you can certainly count on me for that.
And he really enjoys being with you.
Yeah, good.
Because you're a big kid yourself. Yeah.
Oh, thanks. I'll take that as a compliment.
But he's so clingy, Kenton. The truth is, he doesn't want to leave me in case Taylor comes back to get us.
Poor Jamie. But, you know, children are resilient.
Oh, I wish people wouldn't say that, just because they can't always say what they're feeling.
No, I mean, he's a strong kid.
I've been making things worse. I've been very sharp with him.
It's not your fault, love.
No, I know that. That's the problem. That's what makes me so angry. Taylor's still controlling my life, and my son's life, after all this time. There's nothing I can do about it.
Come on, love.
It's not fair.
No, it's not. You're right.
You ought to go, love.
Would you want me to stay?
No, I'll be fine. You get back. I know you've got lots to do.
No, I can stay if you want.
No, honestly, I'm okay. Really.
Well, I'll stay tomorrow night, yeah?
Stop fussing.
I'll tell you what I will do. Mm-hmm. I'll arrange something with Jamie, with just him and me, and I'll have a chat with him, man to man. Get it sorted out, yeah?
Okay, thanks, Sheila. Bye.
Lizzie? Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm just ringing round, reminding everyone about the photograph on Monday.
Was that Kenton?
No, I haven't managed to speak to him yet.
Ah.
Is something the matter?
I just wondered about Kathy. I've just passed the shop and it's still shut up.
Yeah, I'm afraid she's got a migraine again.
Ah, I suspected so much.
She'll be off for the whole of today at least.
Oh.
It's a bit tricky. Nigel Haley's rung in sick as well.
Oh, dear. They're dropping like flies.
So, I'm going to have to do a bit of juggling. Take one of the casual girls out of the cafe again to run the shop.
She managed all right last week, didn't she?
Yes, she did. It's a good thing Kathy's got the place so well organised. But it'll be busier this week, of course.
Yes, true.
Then I've got to ring that pack of brownies. You know, I'll just have to cancel Haley's nature detective session in the crop barn.
Oh, that is a pity.
I know. They'll be very disappointed. It's not good enough.
You could suggest they hire cycles instead and follow the trail.
Yeah, I suppose so. Coffee?
Not for me, thanks. Perhaps we could offer a discount as an apology.
Yeah, good idea, thanks. Honestly, as if I didn't have enough to do.
Leave all that to me, if you like.
No, it's fine. You've got enough sorting out of your own before you go to Eep.
If the tickets and details ever arrive.
Oh, dear. Have you checked this morning's post?
Just picked it up now. Nothing. I'm going to have to get onto them again.
Honestly, nothing's ever straightforward, is it?
That would be far too easy and boring.
Oh, give me boring any day of the week. Though I shouldn't complain. I wouldn't like to go through what Kathy's going through just now.
Indeed. Toby's back from leave today, isn't he?
Yeah, why?
I want to sign him out about draft horses. How he'd feel about taking on the care and handling of one. Well, the bulk of it.
Has he any experience with heavy horses?
Yes. And he did equine studies at college, remember. And he rides, of course.
Yes, I've seen him in the point to point. Okay. We'll see what he says.
I'll see if Freddie and Lily want to come with me down to the Rarebreeze.
Oh, and then could you do me a favour?
Yeah, of course.
Well, Mum and Dad said they'd have them today since Haley's off. Could you take them to Glebe Cottage?
No problem. I'll see you in a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Kenton?
Captain Archer?
Kenton.
Oh, hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, I need a word.
Sorry, I'll just stop you there. Can I get back to you later?
Oh, yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, I'm in the car. I'm just about to dash off to Ambridge to see Kathy. She's not well, though you'll know that, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to make sure she's okay, then pick up Jamie and keep him out of the way so she can get some rest.
Yeah, well, ring me later, then.
Yeah, okay, we'll do.
Give our love to Kathy.
Oh, thanks.
Steady, little fella.
It's all right.
I've got him.
Thanks. And that toy water gun Brian bought Rory.
The Mega Drencher. What a weapon. Oh. I quite fancied having a go myself.
If you're a good boy, you can ask Father Christmas to bring you one.
Well, I might at that, when he comes to Underwoods in a few weeks' time.
But I mean, a gun! Adam was sure he picked the most macho present he could find.
Oh, dear.
It was nice of Jennifer to have Ben over to play with Rory.
They'll keep each other amused, won't they? Hey, steady, steady.
As long as they don't start squabbling.
Right,
thanks.
No problem.
Oh, there was a message from Oliver. Did you listen to it?
Yeah, rang him earlier. He's bringing the small bales over this afternoon.
Oh, good.
Hello.
Alan, hi.
Hi. I'm just off over to Darrington, so I thought I'd call in and chat with you about this afternoon.
Oh, right. Yeah, I told Shula we'd pick the tables up from the stables at 2-ish, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, I should be fine.
You sure?
Yes, I've just got to visit to the Laurels to fit in, and I'll go once we've unloaded here.
Right.
How are we doing?
Well, it's all on course with the barn dance. Jolene's got her music sorted. Fallon's doing the sound.
With Ed's help, no doubt. Heard about him sweeping her off her feet.
It was so sweet. I've never seen anybody look as chuffed as Fallon did. On cloud nine just doesn't cover it. Will Amy make it back for the weekend?
Oh, no, no. She's just started settling in. She made friends with a really good group.
Oh, sorry. Oh, it's Elizabeth. Do you mind if I take it?
No, of course not. You carry on.
So is Amy enjoying what she's doing then?
Hello, Elizabeth.
Yeah, she's loving it. She's had an email from Alice as well, which is nice.
David and I read her blog a few days ago.
Yeah, Peggy was telling me about that.
She's really thrown herself in at the deep end.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd have done what she's doing. Well, not at her age.
Me neither.
She's going to be faced with some very tough situations. She's going to start taking food parcels out to what they call child-headed households.
Families being looked after by older children.
Yeah, whose parents have died of AIDS. Puts our everyday little whinges into perspective, doesn't it?
Oh, you can say that again.
And what's the dress code for the kids? School uniform?
No, smart casual. He's not the kind of photographer who'd stand us in neat rows for a formal portrait.
Oh, right, fair enough. Well, we'll see you there then.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Well, anyone with experience of living with HIV.
Have you heard this, David?
Hmm?
Alice is going to be interviewing people to raise awareness about HIV testing.
Blimey. What's Jennifer saying about all this?
Well, understandably proud, I think. She knows Kate will keep an eye on her.
Yeah.
Look, I'd better love you and leave you. Two-ish at the stables then, David?
Yep. Cheers. I'll see you there.
Bye, Alan.
See you later. Bye.
What did Elizabeth want?
Oh, she was just confirming the arrangements for the family photo.
Oh, God.
What?
Have you seen the state of the boy's hair? And yours too come to that.
Oh, I never thought.
You better give the barbers a ring. Fast.
Strike!
Well, hey, how come you're so good at tempering bowling, Jamie Perks?
This boy I know had his birthday party here. It was mint.
Oh, I see.
And Dad said my bowling's improved.
What? Oh, cricket, you mean?
Yeah, come on, Kenton. You're up.
Okay. Now, watch this for technique. Oh, no.
That was rubbish.
It was, wasn't it?
You'll go again.
Jamie, you know the stuff your mum's worried about?
This guy in prison?
Yeah, him.
Yes, I've been thinking about him.
Right, I thought you might have been.
Mum needs someone to protect her.
You think so?
If I'm with her, she feels better.
Right, yeah. I see your point.
And I've put my cricket bat out, just in case.
Oh, have you? Sit down a sec, mate. The problem is, I think that all this is having the opposite effect.
How?
Well, I think that, you know, if people hover around her, it just reminds her about what's going on. See what I mean?
Not really.
Well, it makes her think that there's something to be scared of when there isn't. I mean, the guy's locked up.
I suppose.
Yeah. So it worries her if we follow around all the time and look worried ourselves because,
it's
well...
it's not normal.
Got it in one, mate. Not our normal behaviour.
Oh.
Yeah. Reverse psychology, that's what they call it.
Right.
I know it's tough because, you know, you want to make sure that she's all right, but sometimes we men have to be the strong, silent ones.
Just behave as if everything's okay.
Yeah, then she won't worry about us as well. And you know what mum's like for worrying.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Then I'll do my bit, so we'll both be watching out for her.
Yes, okay.
Good. Oh, and Jamie, if there is something on your mind about the whole thing, you can always talk to me, you know. I hope you sort it out, all right?
All right.
Okay. Right, now, prepare to get hammered, kid.
Yeah, okay. We're a bit lower on feed than we normally be.
Yeah, what a summer, eh?
Yeah. Do you want a hand there, Alan?
No, I can manage. We'll unload the tables off the trailer and then carry them into the barn.
All right.
Thanks for the loan of it, by the way.
Oh, no problem.
It's just perfect for the harvest supper, I was it?
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Anyway, the dairy side of things was looking a whole lot better until the disease threats came.
Yeah.
Just goes to show you can get some nasty surprises in this business.
Yeah, you can. Hey, I gather on prices, all things are looking a bit brighter.
About time, too.
What would you put it down to?
Oh, well, number of factors.
Oh, come on, David, you're not boring me. I have to keep up with what's happening.
Well, drought cutting local production in some parts of the world.
Yeah.
Increasing demand from countries like China, India, Brazil, Russia.
Yeah.
And milk powder sales look set to rise in the Middle East.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so for once the global market's working in our favour.
Right.
Would you both like a cup of coffee when you've finished?
Oh, Ruth, you just said the magic word.
That would be great, thank you.
Jill's just been on the phone. The food's all sorted. She and Shula are roasting our beef for hot sandwiches.
Ooh.
And Christine's rounding up a few people to make soup and apple pies for after.
Apple? Oh, to be eaten with Bridge Farm ice cream, I hope.
You'll be ready for it too by then, Alan.
Yeah, I'll be hot-footing it back from Darrington after the service, don't you worry.
And Toby was very keen on the idea of the heavy horse at Lower Loxley. Said he'd welcome the challenge.
Oh, well, that's helpful.
It is. So, if it's possible, I'd like to book myself on a course, so I can get some experience of handling them.
Have you checked the diary?
Not yet, but I will. There are places available on one in 3 weeks' time.
Well, if you can arrange to be free, that should be fine.
Thank you.
Caroline rang while you were out.
Oh, does she want that meeting to discuss the wine?
Yeah, she's free tomorrow evening. You can call her back to confirm a time.
Oh, that's excellent news. I've got my sales pitch ready, and I might take a couple of bottles of last year's vintage as an incentive.
Just think, Chateau Lower Loxley on the Grey Gables wine list.
Indeed. It's been a good crop, in spite of the weather.
Well, let's hope the quality is as good as last year.
Absolutely. I'll go back inside and call her now.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to try Kenton again.
Oh, and Jamie, if your mum's still asleep, keep the noise down. I'll be in a minute. Oh, hi, Elizabeth.
Kenton.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, I was supposed to ring you back, wasn't I? I'm sorry.
Oh, it doesn't matter. How's Cathy?
Oh, I don't know. We've only just got back from the bowling alley.
Bowling alley?
Yeah. Oh, it's a long story. What's up?
I wanted to remind you about the family photograph.
Oh, gosh, good thing you have. I've completely forgotten to tell Cathy with everything that's been happening.
Well, actually, Kenton, Cathy won't be needed.
What?
I just need you there.
Family portrait, you said?
Yeah, that's right.
I take it Nigel and Alistair and Ruth will be on it?
Yes, of course.
But not Cathy?
Look, Kenton, don't be awkward about this. Sheila and I agreed. Established couples only.
What the hell do you mean by that?
You know what I mean.
We are an established couple, unless you have to produce a marriage licence in order to get through the blooming door.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. It's not about being married. It's about being in a permanent relationship.
We are in a permanent relationship.
Oh, come on, Kenton, you don't even live together.
Are you serious?
Sorry, Kenton, it's difficult, but look, we really did think this through.
Yeah? Well, there's nothing more to say then, is there?
Are you all right, Jamie?
Hi, Ed.
How's it going?
Okay, thanks. I'm just off back home for supper.
All right. What are you having?
Kenton's bringing fish and chips.
Oh, fantastic. So you've been keeping my granddad out of mischief this afternoon?
Yeah.
So what'd you both get up to?
We cleaned out the ferrets.
Oh, cheers. That's a big help.
You're welcome.
Ah, looks like your dinner's arrived.
I'd better go and set the table.
I'll see you then.
Jamie, can you take these into your mum, please?
Okay. Have a good holiday, Ed.
Oh, ta. You're right, Kenton.
Oh, hi, Ed. You all set for Devon?
Blimey, does everyone know?
Well, between your mum, Jolene and Fallon, I think the word's definitely out.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, I bet. Beach, moonlight, lovely girl. What's not to enjoy?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll see you, Kenton.
Yeah, I wish it was me and Cathy hitting the road. You make the most of it, mate.
Just get your pyjamas on, Freddy, then I'll come up and read to you. Daddy won't be long. Hello, Kenton.
Hello, Elizabeth.
What can I do for you?
I'm ringing about the family photo, as you might imagine.
Yes?
Yeah, I wondered if you'd had a chance to speak to Shula.
Should I have?
I wondered if you and she had reconsidered your decision to exclude Cathy.
Kenton, we're not excluding Cathy.
Well, that's what it feels like. You know, everyone else's partner will be on the photograph. Why not mine?
I explained yesterday.
No, sorry. I don't think you did. What you said, in so many words, was that just because we weren't married, Cathy wasn't part of the family.
Kenton, I'm really sorry. Maybe it came out wrong. But it's only a short time ago that you both shied away from getting married.
What? Oh, for goodness sake, why is it that people think that those of us who don't need the blessing of a church or the town flipping council are somehow less of a couple?
Oh, of course none of us thinks that. It's just... the photo, well, it's meant to last.
Cathy and I are totally sound, more so now than ever.
Well, good. I'm glad. You know, it really wasn't meant to be a slight on Cathy, you know.
Well, good.
I mean, think about it. If Cathy was in the photo, we'd have to have Jamie.
And the problem there is?
Well, he's not one of Mum and Dad's grandchildren. And look, Meriel is, and she won't be in the picture. Do you see? It's complicated, Kenton.
Yeah, right.
Believe me, Shula and I did agonise over this. It wasn't an easy decision.
No, I guess not. But you know, you could have included me in the discussion.
Yes, we could. I'm sorry. We thought it would be easier, I suppose. It'll be children, in-laws and grandchildren.
Right.
We honestly never intended to upset her, Kenton, believe me.
Okay. Yeah, well, let's leave it at that, shall we?
Thanks.
Now I'll just have to find a good moment to tell her.
What do you want on?
Oh, anything. I'm not bothered. You choose.
Okay. Zutons? Revan and the Makers?
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, yeah, yes, this is the one. Oh, God, I really wish I hadn't had that sandwich from that service station now. It was disgusting and extortionate.
Well, why didn't you eat before we set off?
Well, I made myself some soup, but then I couldn't eat it.
No, come.
You'll laugh.
Oh, go on.
It's too excited. Can you believe it? So what's this hotel like, then? It's overlooking the beach, did you say? Will I be able to see the sea when I wake up tomorrow?
You'll find out.
Is everything okay, Ed? You're very quiet.
Yeah, only because I can't get a word in. This is a tune, isn't it?
Thought you'd like it.
You kidding? It's a classic.
Oh,
hi, Jazza.
Emma. Hi. Right. Watch this double top to finish. Oh,
hit the wire. You're not on the darts team, are you?
Just getting in a bit of practice. Me and Tom had a game of running the board after the match. That was rubbish.
Are Tom and Brenda still here?
Well, you've just missed them. Brenda's got an early lecture. She thought you stood her up.
Oh, no, I was in two minds about coming out.
Something good in the telly?
No, it was Mum nagging me to come down. I wasn't going to bother. It took me ages to get George settled.
All right. Here we go. Third time lucky. Yes.
Anyone else in?
Will and Nick.
Yeah, I saw them as I came in. I said hello.
That's it, I think. Custody's working.
Is she? Is Fallon on too?
Nah. You staying for a drink? Go on. I'm having another one. I'm not working tonight.
All right, then. I'll get him.
Oh, let me. You go and sit down. What are you having?
Lime and lemonade, I think.
Go on, cheer yourself up.
All right. Medium white wine, then.
Coming up.
So, have Ed and Fallon gone out tonight, then?
No.
Oh. Right, so they're just upstairs.
No, they've gone away to this really posh hotel for the night. White wine, was it?
Well, this is it. Oh, we made good time.
This is our hotel?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Ed, this is... Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it looks even better than it did in the photos.
Oh, look at those breakers.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's a gorgeous night.
Yeah, I know.
How about we go down the beach? I mean, we could check in any time.
Yeah.
Well, we could have a paddle.
What? You're mad. It's the Atlantic, isn't it?
Yeah, so?
What? It'll be freezing.
Hey, coward. Come on, I'll race you. Last one with their socks on, boys, the drinks.
Thanks, Jazza.
That's okay.
It's just what me and George could do with, you know, getting away for a bit.
Aye.
It doesn't sound like Ed and Fallon, though.
You don't think so?
I suppose I'm just surprised. I mean, they've only just got together, haven't they?
Well, it was my idea at first.
Oh.
Well, as soon as I said it, Ed was well up for it.
Right.
He couldn't wait to book the hotel and surprise her.
Ah, oh, that's nice.
Well, I tell him. I said it'll do his both good to get away. Just they two, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, since he kissed her in the pub last week, it's been all nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Yeah, no.
I mean, that's no good for a new relationship, is it?
So, where is it they've gone?
Devon.
Devon?
Aye, the coast. Miles of sand, rock pools, all that. It's a surfer's beach. Looked well cool on the website.
Neither of them can surf.
I'm sure they'll find other things today. Catch my drift?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, have a brilliant time.
Yeah, it's really romantic, isn't it? She's a lucky girl.
Kathy, why don't you put the ironing board away, love?
Oh, in a minute. Just let me finish this shirt for work tomorrow.
Okay. Would you fancy a glass of this?
Oh, yeah, please.
Well, the fish and chips are pretty good, weren't they?
Yeah, nice treat. And I really appreciate everything else you've done this week.
Oh, don't worry about it.
No, I mean it. You've turned yourself inside out, dashing between here and Jack's. And Jamie's much happier.
Yeah. Well, you come and sit down and have a drink. Here you go.
Thanks. Oh. What did you say to him?
Oh, just men's talk.
Well, did the trick, whatever it was.
Kathy. You know it's Mum and Dad's golden wedding anniversary coming up.
Oh, Lord, I haven't got them a present.
No, never mind that. Look, next week, my sisters have organised a photographer. We're all going to turn up at the studio on Monday afternoon and have a group photo taken, you know, for Mum and Dad.
Oh, well, that's a nice idea.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, you see. It's been decided that it should be close family only.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, look, if it were up to me, I said to Elizabeth, love.
Well, to be honest, the last thing I feel like doing at the moment is forcing a smile for a photograph.
That's how you really feel?
Yes. I don't need anything else to worry about.
Oh. Well, I hadn't thought it might be a stress for you.
What? Trying to get a decent shot of all those children?
No, for you.
Sweetheart. I really don't feel like facing lots of people at the moment. Anyway, it's a picture for your mum and dad. I wouldn't expect to be in it, to be honest.
No. Well, thanks. That's very generous, darling.
I mean it. Anyway, what were people to think? Not so long ago, we almost got married and didn't go through with it.
Yeah, but still, you know.
Forget it, love. It's fine. Honestly. Right now, it's the least of my worries.
You're crazy!
Oh, it's freezing!
Well, I knew it!
Come on, unless you bottled it.
No, I'm just being polite, letting you go first.
You bottled it, Father Rogers. Right, come here.
No! Oh, they'll put me down.
Well, if you're not going for a paddle, how about a swim, eh?
No! No, please, Ed. All right, I give in.
You're paddling then, are you?
Yes.
You sure?
You promise.
Oh, right. Well, we'll do it together, yeah? Oh. I'll get hold of my hand.
Oh, God, it's going to be so cold.
Oh, on the count of three, right?
Okay.
Ready? One, two, three, go!
Oh, God, here comes a big one.
Oh, jump!
Oh, another jump! Oh, whoops.
Oh, you better be careful. You don't want to check in looking like the monster from the Black Lagoon.
Like you, you mean.
Wait, what's it? And there can only be one winner in a game like this, Fallon.
Oh, God, this is crazy. I can hardly feel my feet.
Oh, me neither.
Oh, let's get dried and get in the warm, okay?
Yeah, okay. Oh, I bet I can get all the way back to the steps just going from rock to rock without my feet touching the sand.
I bet you can.
Oh, watch me. Oh, tell me if a big wave comes, yeah? Oh. Whoa!
Careful.
Come on, you coward.
Ed, hang on a minute.
Come on. Oh, whoa.
Ed, are you all right?
Oh, I can't believe I just did that. Oh, I'm soaked.
You muppet, get up.
Oh, give us a hand.
No way, you'll pull me in.
Oh, my toe.
What?
My heels.
Which toe? Let me have a look.
Wait, no, don't touch it.
Right?
No, that'll be okay. Just give us your arm, yeah?
How much does it hurt?
Oh, like hell.
Oh, you could have broken it.
Don't say that.
No, you could have. Well, we should go to A&E and get it checked out.
Oh, no way. I'll be fine.
Oh, we're going to A&E.
What about our room?
Let's hope they're not very busy tonight.
A clock?
No.
A computer?
No.
Coffee machine?
No.
I'll give up.
It's easy. Come on.
Cat.
Cat? Where is her cat in A&E?
He's on the front of that magazine, look.
Oh. Oh, yeah. No, not cat.
You got me.
Come on, it's a really good one. And if you give up, that's three to me and one to you.
Come on, just put me out of my misery.
All right, curly sandwich.
What? That is cheating.
I said it was good.
A curly sandwich.
The one that bloke's eating.
A curly sandwich? What's a curly sandwich? No way. That's 10 penalty points.
After you just don't like losing.
Jane Moody.
I wish that drunkard stopped snoring.
Just be grateful he's not singing Danny Boy for the 50th time.
How can you sleep with a broken nose and a black eye?
He's anaesthetised himself, isn't he?
Yeah, I suppose he has.
You finished your coffee?
Yeah.
Well, give me the cup. Do you want another?
No, thanks.
Do you want anything else from the machine? A crisps, a chocolate?
No, I'm okay.
How's your toe now?
Well, it's still killing. I mean, if it is broken, will I have to take time off work, do you think?
I've got no idea. I'll have to ask the doctor.
There's no way I can work if I can't get my boots on.
Look, there's no point in thinking about it until you've had the x-ray.
Edward Grundy!
Here! Oh, come on, let's get down to x-ray.
Oh, flipping heck. Oh, I don't have to be wheeled all the way through the hospital in that, do I?
Well, of course you do.
Oh, look, like a right numpty.
Well, at least it's only your toe, or you'd be wearing one of those embarrassing hospital gowns as well.
Well, I certainly don't want to go today. It's going to keep fine, so I think we ought to get the garden sorted out.
Yes, I agree.
Well, there mightn't be many more fine days before we set off to Hong Kong.
Absolutely. And I don't want to go shopping during half term anyway. Borchester will be heaving.
I don't need any new clothes, Jill. I've got everything I need already.
If you put that green polo shirt in the suitcase, I swear I'll take it out and cut it up for dusters.
Well, why don't you go with Shula or Ruth? You always end up choosing my clothes anyway.
No, I want you there, so there are no arguments. I won't have time to take anything back.
Oh, all right. One day next week, then.
Which?
We'll go when the antique fair's on, and then we can wander around that afterwards.
Perfect. Well, that's settled then. I can tick that off my list.
Thank goodness for that.
I've written on the calendar when the doctor's appointments are for the final jabs.
Yes, I noticed.
And have you started putting your travel pack together?
Well, since we're going into Borchester, I'd like to go to the bookshop, buy a couple of maps.
It's okay. Are you popping over to Brookfield today or tomorrow?
Probably.
Well, could you take the glasses prescriptions and ask Ruth to photocopy them?
What on earth for?
Well, I don't want a repeat performance of that time on holiday when you lost yours. Do you remember?
When was that?
You spent the whole time squinting through mine to find your way round.
Oh, yes.
You got us completely lost and blamed the map.
Did I?
And then later this morning I need to go to the shop. There are one or two essential things I need for the medical kit.
One tablet to be taken every 4 hours as necessary. No more than 8 tablets to be taken in any 24-hour period. Do not exceed stated dose. When was the last time you had painkillers out?
Oh, it was just after the x-ray. The nurse gave me some. You'd gone to the loo.
What time was that?
What time is it now?
Just gone 8 o'clock.
That's definitely more than 4 hours ago.
Would you want one of these now?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, there's some mineral water in the car.
Oh, great. Cheers.
Well, can you manage okay, or shall I drive the car up to the entrance?
No, I'll manage. Let's just get out of here. Oh, that's better. A bit of fresh air.
Nobody likes this man of hospitals.
Oh, you can still smell the sea, though, can't you? Even from here.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
So much for a lovely luxury hotel and a romantic night at the coast.
Yeah, we'll have to do it again sometime.
Yeah, as often as you like. Got a few more limbs left. Have you got the car keys?
Yep, they're in my bag.
Oh, I still can't believe it.
What?
What a muppet I am.
Here's the water. Muppets.
Thanks. The one, was it?
Yep. Okay.
I wonder what happens when I try and take you away for a romantic break. As some boyfriend I am.
Oh, don't be stupid.
Yeah, well, now you know.
What are you on about?
I'm no good at this, Fallon.
Ed, are you kidding me?
No. I mean, you know what I'm like. You deserve better.
But look, that's the whole point. I do know you, so I know exactly what I'm getting into.
Do you?
Yeah. And with you, there's no pretense, no guesswork. Look, if you text me, and I don't need to spend time thinking, why has he written that? What does he mean by this? You know, all that rubbish you get into.
Yeah, I think that's just girls.
Oh, all right, whatever. Look, the thing is, I know who you are. And I love you. Spoon.
Oh, me too. Except for the spoon bit.
I love you. And I want to be with you. And not you until I get a better offer. You're all I want. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, come here.
I wonder how Nigel got on yesterday with Caroline.
Oh, I forgot to say, Jill. I rang him earlier.
Did you?
Well, I wanted to see if his tickets and so on had arrived for Ypres.
Could you just pass me the box with the tulip bulbs, please?
Oh, hold on.
And has the ticket arrived?
No. He's chasing them up again. They're leaving it very late.
Right. Thanks.
He's booked himself onto a small, more private tour, apparently.
It's going to be a very moving experience for him.
And he's looking forward to seeing exactly where Rupert is commemorated too. And paying his respects.
Good.
After I've top-dressed the lawn, I think I'd better prune those red currant bushes.
Wonder if Ruth would like the prunings.
Oh, good idea. I'll take them over.
They're very easy to propagate. I'm sure she'd manage it if you told her what to do.
Well, she can only say no.
So, didn't I just say if Caroline wants to add Lower Loxley wine to the wine list?
Well, apparently. Subject to tasting this year's vintage.
Oh, good.
And then we got on to heavy horses. He's booked himself and his assistant on a course.
You could tell him everything he needs to know.
Oh, yes, but it's a practical course. They get the chance to groom the horses, harness them and manoeuvre them between cones, get them to back up, all that sort of thing.
I see. He'll enjoy that. Yeah,
I'm sure he will. He'll probably tell you more about it at the harvest supper on Sunday.
Goodness!
What's the matter?
Paper plates. I've been so busy thinking about shopping for our holiday, I almost forgot to get the paper plates for Sunday.
Well, there's still time.
And there's still a lot to do towards the holiday.
Well, look, you finish the tulips, and then we'll have a stroll over to the shop.
Oh, I am glad the clocks go back tomorrow night and we get an extra hour in bed.
Can you get your trainer back on?
Oh, I don't know yet.
Hey, I can't wait to see Jazza's face.
Oh, he's never going to let it drop, is he?
Well, the people didn't have enough to talk about before.
Yeah, the all-noob Ed and Fallon show continues. Don't miss the next exciting episode.
Just wait until your mum sees you.
Oh, Mum.
What's she going to say?
Well, I can tell you exactly what she's going to say when she finds out how I did it. And it's not going to be pretty.
No.
Bye, Susan.
I'd almost forgotten what an adventure it's going to be.
Yeah, me too. And now we're getting caught up in the details.
I think Susan was quite envious of us.
So would I be. I mean, Hong Kong, New Zealand for Christmas.
I can hardly believe it myself. It almost sounded greedy.
Well, it's a once-in-a-lifetime trip, as she said.
I can't wait to see Meriel. That'll be the highlight for me.
One thing's puzzling me, though, Jill.
What's that?
You said you needed some essentials from the shop for your medical kit.
Yes, I did.
But... you meant the tea bags, didn't you?
Absolutely. I'm not leaving a decent cup of tea to chance.
You've never stopped surprising me. Do you know that?
Oh, dear, look. I wonder what's happened.
Careful as you get out. Oh, it still hurts.
Yeah, like mad.
Oh. Hello, you two.
Hi, Mrs. Archer. Mr. Archer.
Hello.
What have you done, Ed?
Oh, it's a long story.
Well, basically, we'd gone away for the night to the coast and we were messing about on the beach.
Yeah, I kind of fell on these rocks and didn't realise what I'd done until I stood up.
Good heavens. Is it broken?
No, it's just badly bruised.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah. I finished up spending the night in a hospital instead of a nice hotel.
Oh, what a shame.
Well, yeah, it's just one of those things.
Well, keep it rested. Give it plenty of chance to heal.
And you, that Fallon? I'll need waiting on hand and foot. Mrs. Archer said so.
When did your last servant die of, Ed Grundy? Come on, let's get you inside, boss.
Well, we won't hold you up.
Look after yourselves, both of you.
Yeah, we will, thanks.
Oh, shall we see you at the harvest supper?
Oh, I'll drag myself to that somehow, don't you worry.
Good. I'll see you there.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, they look very happy, don't they?
Yes, they do.
They're well suited.
I dare say Fallon will keep him in line.
I'm sure she will. But I meant because they're such good friends.
Oh, yeah, yes, you're right, of course. Friendship steers a couple through the stormy times.
That and a strong woman at the helm.
Oh, there's a bit of a trainer that's catching my toe.
You big softy. Oh. Mr. Archer is sprightlier than you are.
Yeah, I never thought I'd get overtaken by an OAP.
Come on, let's get you in the bull and sitting down.
Oh, you can get me a nice big cushion to rest my foot on.
As if.
Blimey, you'd make a great nurse.
Ah. Oh, lean on me.
Thanks.
You can have another painkiller soon.
Oh, maybe. Oh, I'll tell you what I do need, though.
Oh, yeah?
A nice hot shower, bacon sarnie, and a cool soft bed.
Yeah? I think all that can be arranged.
The Archers was written by Carol Simpson-Salazzo and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.